Democratic State Senate President Pro Tem Tony Atkins of San Diego authored SB 1. It's a bill that directs the State Coastal Commission to take sea level rise into account in its planning, policies, and activities.
With 1,100 miles of shoreline, the Pacific Ocean and California's coast are a cornerstone of life for our entire state's environment and for our economy. That cornerstone is in jeopardy as our oceans warm and our sea levels rise, a reality that's becoming all too apparent in coastal communities up and down the state.
SB1 would establish the California Sea Level Rise State and Regional Support Collaborative. The collaborative would work to educate the public and political leaders on how best to mitigate the effects of sea level rise. Atkins said the time for putting off grappling with this issue is long past.
The reality is that our climate is changing and our seas are rising. Now is not the time to drown out scientists or put our heads in the sand.
Funding for SB1 comes out of a $5.5 billion bond measure. That funding is intended to address sea level rise, which includes better local and regional planning and project investment. The bill specifies that the funding would allocate $100 million per year toward that effort. Margaret Linen is an oceanographer at UC San Diego. She says this funding is critical for getting the ball rolling on decision-making based on sound science.
Our science, along with the input of urban planners, economists, and consideration of important environmental justice issues for vulnerable communities, will result in thoughtful coastal adaptation and practical, equitable solutions.
The bill also provides funding to assist vulnerable communities along the California coast that stand to lose the most from the sea level rise that's expected in the years and decades to come. SB 1 cleared the Senate Committee on Natural Resources and Water last week. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.